Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. God bless everyone. God bless everyone today that is on the line. You have tuned into Blog Talk Radio, the inspiration station. This is Prophetess Tamara Harris. I am just so blessed for what God is getting ready to do. God is just doing some wonderful things. I am just so encouraged by what God is doing. I just thank and I praise Him for everything that He is doing in my life. I thank God for everything He is going to do in your life today. Today, the Lord had put something different in my spirit, even though He had directed me to talk about the kingdom. God put some things in my spirit about being saturated. And today, you know, I believe that God is going to move for His people who are truly looking for a great move in Him. And so I want you to just be encouraged today and know that everything that you're dealing with is on time. It's on time because God is on time. And so today, what I want to talk about is saturation. And there are some things that the Lord had given me about saturation. But before we get into that, I'm going to pray right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I just thank you today for your Holy Spirit, God. I thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives, God. I thank you for moving, Father God. I thank you for dictating everything that's going on in our lives, Father God. I thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, Father God. Father God, I thank you for making a way out of no way, Father God. I thank you because you have done things in our lives, Father God, that we may not understand, Father God, but we know, Father God, that as you begin to do things, Father God, you're shifting and you're changing, Father God. We thank you, God, that you're elevating us, Father God. We thank you, God, for moving us out of the places that we need to be moved out of, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I just thank you today, God. I thank you because of who you are, Father God. I thank you for filling us up with your spirit, Father God. I thank you that we have more of you and less of us, Father God. I thank you that you just let our flesh die daily, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today, Father God. We thank you for moving, God. We thank you for being who you are in our lives, Father God. We thank you for just being everything that we could ever imagine, Father God, because you're powerful, because you're wonderful, God, because you're magnificent in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you today, Father God, that by your stripes we are healed, Father God. We are restored, Father God. And that you will give back to us everything that was taken in the name of Jesus, Father God, and that you would take things that don't belong to us, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Move and direct and guide us every footstep, every way, Father God. Open doors that no man can close, Father God, and close all the doors that man has opened in the name of Jesus. We know that through you, Father God, all things are possible, and we believe it, and we receive it, and we have faith, Father God, that you will move on our behalf, Father God, that you will do the things that we have asked you to do, Father God. If it's according to your glory and according to your will, Father God, we know that you will do it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just thank you today because you're so awesome, Father God. You're so powerful, Father God. You're so worthy to be praised. And we just thank you today in the name of Jesus. Father God, you're so wonderful in everything that you're doing in our lives today, Father God. We thank you for the word, God, that is going to come to save, to deliver, and to set free, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We break every chain right now in the spirit realm. We break every shackle right now in the spirit realm, Father God. We speak against every generational curse right now, God. We speak against everything that's holding us back from our destiny, Father God, from our purpose in the name of Jesus. Father God, just move, Father God. God. Show us how to enter your kingdom wholeheartedly, Father God. Show us how to be saturated by you, Father God. Refine us and shape us and mold us, Father God. You be the potter and we be the clay in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you today, Father God, in your name, Father God, that we will receive this word that comes forth in the name of Jesus, Father God, and keep us in your spirit, God. Keep us, keep our minds clear, Father God. Keep our spirits clear, Father God. Open our hearts to your word to receive, Father God, the things that you need to reveal to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to God. I thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for what you're doing, God. You are so worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is moving. God is moving. Oh, glory to God. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God right now for what he's doing in my life, that he's doing such wonderful things in my life today. And so I just want to encourage you with a word today. Last week I talked about the kingdom, and what God gave me about the kingdom was being childlike, the characteristics of a child, because a child is teachable. And children are carefree, and they forgive easily, and they understand things in a different way. They're humble, and they believe what you tell them. And so that's what the Lord had gave me last week about the kingdom, because I going back just to cover so we can understand where I'm going today with this. Is that when the Lord was showing me about the kingdom last week, it says Jesus called the little children, and he told the followers, he said, don't stop these children, because these children belong to God. And he said, the truth is, if you to be accepted into God's kingdom, you need to be like these children. And that was in Luke 18. And so that's what the Lord was saying last week about being childlike, having a childlike mind. Sometimes we want to be, we look at things differently as adults. Now, physically, in the physical form, we're adults, but spiritually, God wants us to be like children. And so this is what he's saying to us. Now, right now, he said, now that you've understood that I need you to be like a child to enter the kingdom, because as a child, you have to change your thinking. You have to be humble. And so he said, now that you understand that, what I need you to understand, when you come into the kingdom as being like a child, now I need you to understand about being saturated. He said saturation is something that you need to hear right now. You need to understand when I say you need to be saturated. Saturation means to feel something until no more can be held or absorbed. Glory to God. God said, I need total consumption. I want to saturate you with my power. I want to saturate you with my favor. I want to saturate you with my blessings. I want to saturate you with my anointing. Glory to God. God said, saturating, meaning holding as much can be absorbed, thoroughly soaked, to a very full extent, especially beyond the point regarded as necessary or desirable. Glory to God. That's powerful. See, sometimes we say we want a little bit of God. We want a little bit. God, I just want a little bit. I want a little bit of the anointing. God said, no, I want to saturate you in the anointing. See, when you get a saturation in the anointing, you get more than what you ask for. Glory to God. God just brought me to something really quick that's just hit my spirit right now. I believe it was in 2 Kings the other night. Everyone knows this story. If you read your word, you know the story about Elijah and Elisha. And Elisha stuck by Elijah. And Elijah said, please stay here. The Lord has told me to go to Jericho. And Elisha said, he said, as long as you live and God lives, he said, I shall never leave your side. And finally, they got to the Jordan River. And Elijah asked Elisha, he said, what do you want before I leave to be taken up, Elisha said, I ask for a double portion, ooh, glory to God, of your anointing, a double portion. Elisha asked for a saturation. That is what that means. Not only did God give him the portion of Elijah's anointing, but he gave him double. And he wanted that. And see, when you want something bad enough, God will give it to you. Even just the other night, me and my husband, we were talking about this Elijah and Elisha. And then my husband brought up about Jacob and Esau. And even though Esau was to receive the blessing, Jacob got the blessing. It wasn't meant for him, but he got the blessing. And because he asked for it, and even though he didn't do it in the right way, he got the blessing. He got the saturation. And see, sometimes God said, something may not be always meant for you, but if you ask for it, and if you go in that direction, God said, I'll give it to you. And see, we need to know that God will do things for us exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think. Sometimes we put the cap on what God can do for us. We put the limit on God. It's like putting the cap back on the pop bottle and saying, oh, this is all that's going to be in here. This is all that God is about. This is all that I'm going to get. God said, not so. God said, if you can enter my kingdom as a little child, there are things that God can do for you that is unbelievable. Unbelievable. And sometimes we need to stop limiting ourselves. Stop limiting ourselves and stop saying, well, God, I don't know if you can do this and I don't know if you can do that. God said, I can do whatever I want to do because I'm God. Stop putting the limit on him. Stop putting the top on the pop bottle and just believe that God is going to do what he said he's going to do for you. God is asking for a total saturation. Saturation. He said, I want you to be saturated. So you're saying, how do I get place of saturation? I'm going to take you to a scripture really quick. This is one that I like that God gave me. 1 John 3. It says, the Father has loved us so much. This shows how much he loved us. We are called children of God, and we are really his children. But the people in the world don't understand that we are God's children because they have not known him. Dear friends, now we are children of God. We have not yet been shown what we will be in the future, but we know that when God comes again, we will be like him. We will see him just as he is. He is pure, and everyone who has this hope in him keep themselves pure like Christ. Pure, pure. God is calling in this saturation, in this elevation, there's called for a purity, and for a purity meaning a cleansing. I went on a 3-day fast. I was just on Periscope, and I was just, throwing out some things that God had did for me. And I was just on a 3-day fast, and I'm telling you, it was a mighty move of God. In this 3-day fast, God did some great things for me. God took me to another level in the spirit that I tapped into. Me and my husband, we fast together. We barely ate. It was so extraordinary. But in this fast, God did some things for me, and I began to really, really become saturated. It was like the fire of God was on me, and I didn't sleep a lot. We rarely ate. We didn't eat any meat. We didn't have juice. I drank water. I did have like a salad for dinner. And it was just a plain salad, just lettuce, and, I put some eggs in there for protein. But what God did for me was, it's like he completely took my appetite, and I wasn't hungry, and I just began to lay out before God. And he opened up such an anointing in my life these past 3 days. It was so powerful. And the prophetic anointing flowed through me like never before. And I just began, every time I prayed, I called on the fire of God. And I began to say, God, saturate, saturate me, saturate my husband. And me and my husband would pray together, and the power of God moved in our room. And it was so powerful that God literally, I mean, my hands were like fire. My hands were burning. And my husband said, he said, you put your hand on me, and your hand was like burning. And I said, I don't know what happened, but as I began to pray, the fire of God came down on me, and God just began to move. And I said, God, I just thank you for a saturation. And so as I was studying again for this show, I said, okay, God, I know you want me to talk about the kingdom, but what is something else pertaining to the kingdom that people need to know? And God said that you got to be saturated. You ain't going to get this until you get saturated. You ain't going to get this until you get elevated. You ain't going to understand the things in the supernatural until you're elevated. And see, we're wanting to do things in our flesh. And flesh cannot understand. In that scripture I just read, it said, you know, first of all, flesh is of the world. So if you're battling with your flesh, you're struggling with your flesh, that's one of the reasons why it's hard to really be able to seek God in a way that you need to seek God, because flesh causes you to not be able to hear the voice of God. Flesh causes you to not be able to receive the spirit and the things that God is trying to do. See, a supernatural thing is just what it is, supernatural, spiritual. It's in the spiritual realm. It's in a whole nother dimension. It's not in the flesh. The flesh don't understand it. The flesh don't even want to do anything that the supernatural is doing. God said, I've called my people to a place, another place. And see, because there's so much going on, the carnality of the world is getting worse all over the world. The world is really, really getting into things, and it's just becoming even more hard for people to get to God. So God said, if you want this thing, you have got to get saturated. There's no way you can be mixing with folks in the world, doing everything that they're doing, partying, hanging with them. I have women that I used to hang with, or I partied with and did things with, and, you know, I don't talk to them anymore, but I can't. That's not my lifestyle. You know, at a time that was my lifestyle, those were the things that I was doing, you know, going to the bar, drinking and doing those things. And after I get done praying and doing ministry and doing what God has told me to do, I'm working on a book, I take care of my kids, I take care of my husband, and I'm at home somewhere sitting down doing stuff with my family, or I'm in my word, I'm not out, I go to the grocery store and I come back home, you know, because see, we have to be set apart, and you know, for elevation to come, you have to completely remove yourself from things that are going to keep you from being saturated. God said, I need you to be saturated. I need you to understand what saturation means. Saturation means that when I begin to come into your life, when I begin to fill you up, he said, you'll be full, almost like you're just going to explode. And what happens is that saturation fills you up to the point where now you've got to charge somebody else. You got to go to somebody else and say, hey, I need to give you what God has given me. and then it flows to them, and they become saturated, and then they get filled up, and then they and they have so much until now they got to go find somebody that they got to charge, that they got to transfer that anointing to. This is what the saturation is about. The saturation, yes, it's for you, but it's also for you to be able to transfer that anointing to someone else, to give that charge to somebody else. There's another scripture I want to take you to. 1 John 1:5-7, and then I think it's 9 and 10. It says, "We heard the true teaching from God. Now we tell it to you. God is light, and in him there is no darkness. So if we say that we share in life with God, but we continue living in darkness, we are liars who don't follow the truth. We should live in the light where God is." We should live in the light where God is. If we live in light, we have fellowship with each other. And the blood sacrifice of Jesus, God's Son, washes away every sin and makes us clean. But if we confess our sins, God will forgive us. We can't trust God to do this. He always does what is right. He will make us clean from all the wrongdoings we have done. If we say we have sinned, we are saying that God is a liar and that we don't accept his true teaching. Glory to God. I got stumbled because the Holy Spirit was talking to me in the process. This is powerful because, you know, sometimes we're saying, you know, God, you know, I'm walking in the anointing, I'm walking in the authority, I'm walking in the power. But the thing here is that when you say you're walking in the light, your life has to also be that mirror image. So just as much as you say it, you got to walk in it. So know that when you say something, know that it has to be lined up with your life. And sometimes we fall short, and sometimes we forget, and we tend to slip, and we tend to forget and say, okay, God, I slipped, I messed up. And it's okay because we're human and we have our faults. But God said God is looking for people who are diligently seeking to live a pure life. And so there's a scripture, I went past it yesterday, but it talks about that there is no way that you can live in God and continue to sin. There's no way. At some point, if you're living in God, if you're living by the word, if you're seeking him every day, you have to get saturated. If you're seeking God every day and reading the word and doing what God has told you to do, and then you're fleshly and you're out here in the world and you're doing everything that everybody else is doing, that doesn't even make sense. That doesn't line up. You got to go back and check and check yourself and figure out what's going on and see why things aren't going that way. There's no way. There's no way. It's not possible. If you are living a life in light, as the word says, if you are not living in darkness, then you are where God is. It says we should live in light where God is. And it says if we live in light, we have fellowship with each other, and the blood sacrifice of Jesus, God's Son, washes away every sin and makes us clean. So that means that everything that you should be doing should be lining up like God's life, meaning, you know, we know that, you know, Jesus is the Son of God. He sits at the right hand of God right now. But there was a time when he walked the earth and he was flesh. And when he was flesh, we have to understand something. If he was flesh and he was without sin, then that makes it possible for us to be here and to be without sin. Yes, the times are hard. Yes, there's so much going on. We got technology, we got phones, we got Facebook, we got Twitter, we got Instagram, we got Snapchat, we got all these things. But at the end of the day, God is calling us to live clean lives. This don't have nothing to do with Snapchat and Instagram. This has all to do with your calling and what God has called you to do. And so God said, sometimes we have to make a choice. We have to make a choice. We have to make a decision and say, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Am I going to say, okay, Lord, I'm going to live for you. I'm going to do the things that you have called me to do. Or are we going to, you know, dibble dabble here and there, play around in the world, play around in church, go to church one Sunday, next Sunday we at the club. You know, it's just, you know, and now you can go to the club 7 days a week, you know. And see, this is how the enemy sets us up. He sets us up because he puts us, you know, now, you know, they got these on Sunday evenings, they have all this stuff going on at the club. And, you know, so now folks can go to the club and they'd rather go to the club than go to church. And even if you don't go to church, you still can download your Bible app, do whatever you got to do, get in God, get some time with God. God wants more time. We can't be out here in the world doing the things of the world. You could be at the wrong place at the wrong time and something happened, because you aren't listening to what God is telling you to listen to. And so God said, saturate. If you saturate yourself in God, it makes life easier. It makes your flesh die. Your flesh cannot have control if you're saturated. Your flesh does not take over when you're saturated. Your flesh won't talk to you if you're saturated. When you're saturated in God, in the light, in the Holy Spirit, in the anointing, it's like, it's almost like you're here. It's like your body is here, but spiritually, you're in another realm. And I'm telling you, I enjoy that. I did that a few days ago, and where I was just saturated in God, and I just laid out before God, and I began to pray, and I just continued to, you know, get on my face and pray to God, and I was just saturated. And the more saturated I was, I wasn't even focused on what was going on. I didn't care if my phone was ringing. I didn't care if people was trying to, you know, call me or whatever was going on. I said, God, I need to be saturated by you. I need your word. I need to feel your presence. I need to feel your spirit. And so, you know, that was something that God did for me, because I wanted the saturation. And God said, if you want the saturation, I'll give you the saturation. Just like Elisha, he asked for the double portion. The horses, the chariots came in between them. Elijah got taken up by the whirlwind, and Elisha tore his clothes, and he picked up. What happened was, in the spiritual sense, it wasn't necessarily him saying, oh, I'm just going to walk over here and pick up these clothes. What he was doing in the supernatural, he picked up the double portion. When he picked up Elijah's clothes, That was spiritual, because his clothes didn't go with him. That was symbolic for him leaving the double portion to Elisha. And so God is saying, you need to pick up your double portion. You need to pick up your mantle. Sometimes we want to half step in the Holy Spirit. We want to get a little bit of anointing. We want to get a portion of I just want a little bit. I don't want it all, because I still, my flesh still wants to do what it wants to do. But God said, that's not how it works. God said, if you want all of me, I got to get all of you. And see, we want all of God sometimes, but we don't want to give up our flesh and ourselves and things that we're doing, you know, and you know, that's that That's the fleshly nature. That's the nature of man, what we call the Adamic nature, when the Adamic nature causes us to do things, you know, that are fleshly, you know, that are fleshly. But that's why it says in the word, the second Adam came. The second Adam came to free us. The second Adam came to wash away every sin, to wash away that flesh, to make that flesh submit so our spirits can get elevated. Only way you can really get this is to be elevated. And so I want you to know today that as God begins to elevate you in the spirit, just begin to get into your word, begin to fast, begin to pray, begin to seek God for some things, because there are some supernatural things that he's going to do in the spirit realm for his people. If you just believe, if you just receive, there are some things that I believe that God is going to do for you. And I speak prophetically that if you get saturated, if you get completely full in the Holy Spirit and let God fill you until no more can be absorbed of him, there is a supernatural blessing. God said that means everywhere you go, everything you touch shall be blessed. Everywhere you go, you'll have favor. God will make people give you things. God will make things happen in your favor. God will move people out of the way for you. God will do some supernatural things. He'll do things in the natural, supernaturally, if you can catch that, that in the physical realm, in the physical form, he said, I'll do things, but it'll be done supernaturally for you. And so just like that scripture says, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, that we want things to happen, that God's kingdom come and his will be done, and that God will do some things, and that we would just really, really apply the word to our lives. There is nothing that God won't do for you if you just trust and believe his word. Just believe him and seek him each and every day until there's no more of you. And we need to really start looking for God to really do some supernatural things. I know the Lord was telling me about that, the elevation that's coming. Because the scripture, I believe it's in Daniel, that it talks about the sons and daughters will prophesy and God will pour out his spirit. God is literally pouring out his spirit. For those who want to catch it, for those who want it, God is going to pour out his spirit. He is going to do some supernatural things in the spirit realm for those who are seeking to be elevated and to go to that level in him. But if you don't want it, you won't get it. And that's just how it works. You know, sometimes we halfway want things, but when we get it, then we say, oh, God, I didn't ask for all of this. Oh, yes, you did. And so God wants you to pick up your double portion. Pick up the double portion. And if I can continue this, I will. But we have about 10 minutes left, and I wanted to go ahead and just put in here right now that next week is going to be a very, 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 very powerful show. I have Apostle Dr. Dennis Winborn, who's going to be on the show next week, and he is a powerful man of God. He's been in ministry over 30 years, pastoring, preaching, and teaching all over the world. He also happens to be my biological father, but he is a great man of God, and I'm telling you, he's going to bring the word, and it's called a special encounter, and I am just encouraging everyone, tell people you know to get on the lines next Thursday at 1 p.m. because you do not want to miss this. It is going to be a powerful move of God. And I just pray that everyone would diligently just begin to really look for God and begin to reach for him, because there are some things that he is going to greatly do in your life if you trust and believe him, and if you just know that he's going to move in your life. He's definitely going to do some things, and I'm just so excited about the move of God right now. It's just so wonderful, and I don't even know. It's like I can't even explain what God is getting ready to do. There is such a pouring out in the supernatural and in the atmosphere that so many people are going to miss it because they're so wrapped up into the earthly things and what's going on that very few, ooh, glory to God, very few people are going to catch this and see. What happens is, you know, the enemy comes in and he distracts us and he deters us and he keeps us from doing all sorts of things that we're supposed to be doing in God. And see, God said very few are going to catch this. And God said it doesn't matter. God said he's no respected person. So anybody can catch this saturation. Anybody can catch this anointing, and you don't want to miss it. And I'm telling you today that God's going to do something, and he's going to do it fast, and he's going to do it quick. And so you need to be ready, because when he does it, it's going to be amazing. And I just encourage you today to just jump on board, because he is pouring out. He is pouring out. Pick up your mantle. Pick up your double portion. Don't miss out on what God is going to do. But it's just, I'm telling you, I can't even explain to you what God is getting ready to do. It's just so powerful right now. It's a stir in the spirit realm. It's a stir in the supernatural, and he's doing some things, and it's miracles are going to happen. Things are going to happen supernaturally. You're going to look up, and God's going to just begin to move people out the way. If you ain't living right, you better start living right, because God's going to start moving folks out the way that ain't living right, that ain't doing what he told them to do, that are being disobedient. God said, I'm coming for people who are obedient and faithful. And if you're obedient and faithful, you shall be blessed the days of your life, all the days of your life. And God said, you know, there's a time of coming together and us building each other up in the kingdom, and begin to build your brothers and sisters up in Christ, and build them up in the kingdom, and just, you know, keep praying for everyone. And I pray that God would just move and do some wonderful things in everyone's life, because I'm telling you, Satan is attacking us left and right and doing all sorts of things, and it is time to get elevated. God said the only way you're going to make it through these times is through elevation and through saturation. And I'm just so grateful that God is just beginning to saturate my life today. And so in closing, I'm just going to pray, and we're going to close out. Father God, I just thank you today. I thank you for your word, God. I thank you for your saturation, Father God. I thank you for your anointing, God. I thank you for moving, Father God. I thank you for being Jehovah Jireh, Father God. I thank you for providing for us, Father God, giving us all that we need, Father God, in the physical and in the spiritual, Father God. God, I just thank you today for who you are, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that you will continue to pour out your spirit. Rain down on us, Father God. Allow the glory cloud to be over our lives, Father God. Father God, fill us with your glory. Fill us with your presence, Father God. Fill us till there's no more left of us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just pray that you would touch everyone on the radio show right now, Father God. Let the power and the fire of God flow through the lines right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Go to the homes of those, Father God, that are in need, Father God. Touch the lives of those who are in need of you, Father God, who are crying, Father God, who are hurt, Father God, who are in pain, Father God, today, God. Do it, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Bless the people of God in the name of Jesus, Father God. Keep us elevated, God. Keep us saturated, God. Keep the Holy Spirit, Father God, within us, Father God. Walk with us, Father God. Be with us wherever we go, Father God. Let favor and grace and mercy, Father God, just follow with us all the days of our life in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you today, Father God, for everything that you have done. And I thank you because the best is yet to come, Father God. And I thank you because we have the victory in you, Father God. We have the victory by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, Father God, I thank you today, God. I thank you for everything that you're doing, Father God. I thank you for the anointing right now, Father God, in the phone lines, Father God, that you're just moving, God, even in the midst right now, Father God, that someone is struggling, someone is battling, someone is trying to decide which way to go, Father God, that you would give them direction in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I just thank you today, God. I thank you that no weapon formed against us shall prosper and that we are more than conquerors today, Father God. In Jesus' name, glory to God. I just thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Father God, I just thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Holy Spirit, have your way, God. Have your way, God, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. I just thank everyone that has called today. I pray that you are blessed and encouraged. Again, tune in next week, next Thursday. Dr. Dennis Winborn is going to be on the show, 1 o'clock p.m. It's going to be powerful. I'm telling you, I am in expectation of whatever God is going to do next week, and I am just so excited. God is moving and doing some things in the atmosphere. Glory to God. And so I just want everyone to be encouraged by the power of Jesus Christ. Know that God is with you. Be encouraged. In the name of Jesus, God bless you. Visit TamaraHarrisMinistries.com. I got lots of things coming up, and I just pray that everyone would just be blessed and that God would move greatly in your life. And I pray that spiritual saturation over you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and be blessed.
My heart becomes free and my strength.